Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks a lot for joining us. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchanan with Jay Gutierrez on this Tuesday, July 28, 2020. We'll talk to Nick Lecky right now. Nick Lecky, could you check Twitter, please, and describe.
It doesn't get used enough.
Tell me about this picture I've tweeted to promote your appearance today. Give us a little background.
Wow.
You look like you got a chip on your shoulder. You look like you're very. You're there to turn some heads. You're there to make a name for yourself with the look on that that look on your face. Tell us a little bit about this picture, please.
So I was in the middle of growing out my hair.
Yeah.
I got to that point where I was like right about to turn a corner, but then like, you know, people will tell you like one or two comments and be like, oh man, it looks like crap, or it's like, it's not that good. And then it wears on you. Then you're like, crap, I'm stuck in this nonsense phase. I want Fabio phase. And I think about 6 months later, I cut it off. Or a couple months later, I cut it off. Yeah. That was as long as my hair has ever been. Yeah, I gave up. I quit.
So what year was that picture?
That would have been summer of 2001.
Is that natural, Carl?
So
young.
Oh,
yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I never do anything. I don't put anything in my hair. I used to bleach my hair back in the day, but in like high school,
no product?
Frost. And my eyebrow.
But I mean,
talking about bleach or peroxide?
You're so fresh-faced here in this picture. Boy, look at you. I mean, yeah. You look like maybe a boy of 15 or 16 years old there.
You know, I got to say this,
how
Nick.
How old were you?
Look, as a guy, I mean, you obviously a very big, tough, strong, physical man, Super Bowl champion. But it looks like this is like a guy that's trying to mean mug. That's maybe not like you look too baby faced to be doing the mean mug in this picture right here. You know what I mean?
Baby face assassin.
Yeah.
Is what
yeah.
You look like.
Yeah. I usually smile like in every single like pick for me. I would always smile like so. You know, you look at my face in the game day program. You're like, this guy is nice. This is going to be fun. A fun match today.
Right.
And then when you get in, it's like, this is not a fun match. This guy's kind of dirty.
That face that you're making,
it's
like frat boy tough.
Oh, man.
That's a slap in Nick's face.
Oh, are you going to take that,
right
Lecky?
I'm just saying.
I'm going to the studio. We're going to drop gloves, Jay.
Dude, he's going to drop the hammer on you, man.
I know you're tougher than that. I'm just saying that the look on your face is...
Wow. How old were you? How old were you in this picture? You said 2000. How old were you, though?
I was going into my sophomore year, so I was 19, maybe. Yeah, I was 19 years old.
You had it all figured out then.
Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't tell me jack squat when I was 19.
Not you knew all the answers. You didn't.
Everything
at SSJWHB, if you'd like to take a look at this beautiful, it's so such a beautiful picture. I love it. and Nick Lecky joins us. Okay,
and the old
Nick.
AstroTurf too. Old AstroTurf.
Is that good in the heat? Good in the summertime for you?
Oh, it's cool. Yeah, it only makes it hotter when you're running cross fields at 3 p.m. on a summer afternoon in Manhattan by about 1,000 Kelvin. You know, super hot.
That seems like a very specific reference there that you just made about that turf.
It is.
Okay.
It'll melt the sunlight.
So, Nick, you know, obviously over the weekend we hear the news about Laurent Duvernay-Tardif opting out of the 2020 season. And then last night, Marcus Cannon, who is a cancer survivor of the New England Patriots, starting tackle, he opts out. This morning, Dante Hightower, their awesome linebacker, and he cites the fact that he has a newborn that's 2 weeks old. And he said he's more concerned about his family. And so he has opted out. A total of, I think, five Patriots have opted out. So let's get your reaction to everything that's happened with players opting out over the past couple of days.
I think during this pandemic, you know, during all this COVID stuff, everyone is treating it differently. And me, for one, I respect that. Like, everyone's got, like, usually I'm very, like, I don't really care. You know, you really, nothing hits my radar, like my give a crap meter, right? Nothing really hits it. But with this one, it's funny because there's no rule book to follow, right? There's no playbook to follow, right? We've never been involved. No one was around in 1918 when the Spanish flu was going around. So I feel like everyone just reacts differently. My sister and I are beefing right now because she wanted to come up from Dallas. And then, you know, one of her kids' summer camp's friends tested positive. And we're like, hey, man, can you just delay it by a week or two? And then she blew up my spot. And then, so I think everyone's got a right to do what they want. That's the beauty of this country, is you have a right to either play or not play. And to give these players grief, you know, they're making a decision where, like, honestly, if it were me, I would not. Just because I was not secure enough in my position in the NFL to do that. So I'd be like, all right, I'll tough it out and I'll just go live in a bubble. But this is always a stressful time of year once, you know, camp starts, because
We just lost
really
Nick.
Really, just to kind of work out.
You broke up there. You were just saying that it was a stressful time this year because of camp, and then we lost you.
Yeah. Well, it's always a stressful time, too, during camp, just because, you know, you go from peaceful, working out in your own, hanging with your family, to full go, committed to football, everything. And so I think some people just make a decision where they don't want to risk, you know, possibly their life or a hospital stay to go play football, you know? So it's a tough decision, man, to do that. But they've chosen to do that.
You know what, Nick? I've heard of a lot of people who are in a similar situation, what you're talking about, of like siblings or family members having a bit of a beef right now because of their different outlook on how we should go about our business amidst this pandemic. You know, because everybody has their own kind of philosophy, their own set of circumstances that they're thinking about. So I think that there's a lot of situations exactly like what you're saying with you and your sister, you know, it's causing stress on families for sure. Or how should we be around mom and dad? You know, should we be spending time around them? Should we let them around our kids? Should we not? Like, there, I think it's causing a lot of stress on a lot of families. Don't you think?
So, yeah, I totally get it.
Nick Lecky is our guest. Nick, you played interior offensive line. And so let's talk about the football side of things here when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs and their offensive line. First, tell me what you thought of LDT's performance on the field last year and what the Chiefs lose with him opting out in 2020.
Oh, he's solid. You know, he was. You didn't have to worry about that entire right side. With him and Schwartz, it's just like they were just boring, you know, and I feel like that's the highest compliment you can give in the offensive linemen, is they do their job. They do their job, and then they don't make any mistakes. So, place. But, you know, I think if anybody can do it at this stage, then I feel like Coach Heck can do that, and this line can do that. So, you know, some young guys might have to step up. You know, the vets might have to step up, but they got a loaded roster, and you're only losing one starter, so I feel like you can recover from that.
And they did sign Kelechi Osemele, formerly of Iowa State, and was one of the best guards in football when he was with the Raiders. He was an All-Pro, and then had his injury dispute with the New York Jets after he was traded there, and so the Chiefs signed him, and if they can get him healthy and anywhere close to what he was a few years ago, that's going to be that'll be a coup for Brett Veach. What do you think of Kelechi Osemele when he's been healthy?
I think he's a great player. I think he's got some great size, and what I mean by that, you know, he's stout interior offensive line play, and I think that's huge, and that's especially huge for when Mahomes wants to take his 14 step drop and then step up 7 steps in the pocket. So, you know, that pocket's not collapsed. And I like the athleticism. I saw a clip from Seth Kaiser about him, and it was a trap technique. And it was really cool because I like guys who have size but are athletic enough to use the trap technique. What the trap technique is someone tries to, D-line tries to stab you with their arm. So they try to stiff arm you. And what you do is you smack it down, and once they're leaning, they got their momentum going, that's when you trap them. That's when you trap them. And it's an effective move, and it's a gutsy move, too. It's really ballsy. You got to be an athlete. You got to be an athlete.
Ballsy. So, yeah.
That's right. I like Osemele even more. So if he's healthy, he'll be one of the starting guards. And then you have a battle between some other guys that do have some experience in Martinez Rankin and Andrew Wiley. And then remember the Chiefs signed free agent Mike Remmers from the Giants and drafted Lucas Niang in the third round. And so let's go through these other candidates. So we saw some of Martinez Rankin, and we know Andrew Wiley. Tell me about those two players and the possibility of one of those guys claiming a starting spot.
I like that because Wiley's got the experience. You know, he was the guy last year.
I think we lost him, Jake. Put him on hold real quick and see if we can clean up the phone line so we can hear what he has to say about Wiley and Rankin. And then Nate, perhaps you could ask him about the possibility of Niang coming right in and getting some playing time. And that's, look, even though they didn't, and who knows, maybe they did. Maybe they started to see this coming. But even though this was somewhat unexpected with LDT, they had addressed offensive line by signing Mike Remmers and then drafting Niang in the third round. And they're lucky that they do have a guy like Andrew Wiley who has starting experience. And remember last year they made that trade with Houston to get Martinez Rankin. And so and Remmers could be a useful piece as well. So there is some competition there. And Nick, you were telling us that you like the fact that Andrew Wiley has that experience that can provide them with some good competition at one of those guard spots.
Yeah, it really is, too. And once you get a year under your belt and you get that experience, then you can only build off of that, right? Because you're like, okay, I can do this. I can play in this league. I can play against some of the best people. I can play in some, stiff competition. So it's awesome. And like I said, you just trust Coach Hex. I mean, he played. He's one of the best in the business is getting those guys right. And, I mean, you look at his production. Teams will come raid the Chiefs' cookie jar. And, they've signed some big players, right? Rodney Hudson, Morse, Jeff Allen. So, yeah, so he's a developer. So I'm not concerned. Any other team might be concerned, but no, we can make this work.
Well, and this, I feel like that one of the philosophies that Andy Reid always has with his offensive linemen is he wants guys that are versatile, right? Like he wants guys that can kick inside and play guard, play out. I mean, you saw that with Cam Irving. Do you think Niang will be that kind of guy?
Yeah, I do. I think that was a steal. He had hip surgery. He played through it in college. He made a business decision to shut it down afterwards. So I believe he made it through the Texas game and shut it down after that. Went and got surgery in Alabama, and he's going to be right. So Niang is solid. He's very solid. I mean, they're really loaded. They truly are this year. And I always say that, but they got some really good depth. Really good depth. So it's going to be fun. Fun to see them and how they come together.
Nick Leckie is our guest. How big of a loss is Dante Hightower for that New England defense?
Oh, man. I mean, he's the leader, man. I mean, he is such an awesome, smart player. And it's sad to see that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to respect a man's decision to not play a game, to risk their lives. Like I said, man, everyone is treating this differently, and that's totally cool. And he's choosing to protect his family. He really is. And so, and the Patriots will find a way. They'll find a way to replace. Maybe not at that same level, but they'll be able to scheme it up. They really will be.
Isn't it interesting? They've had five guys already opt out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I said, it's just crazy. I think we live in more population dense areas too. Cause I know Massachusetts was on lockdown a little bit longer than all of us. And so, like I said, man, regionally, like I've never felt so great to live in Kansas than I do right now just because of low population density and, wide open spaces. So it's been nice. But like I said, this is just going to be a weird year.
I mean, this is all speculation, but you, when you see this many players from one team this quickly, you kind of wonder what the mentality of a player in New England is. Is like, you know, does this organization not really, you know, am I just another number?
I am so glad you said that, Jake, because I was thinking about that, like with the Chiefs, if the players feel like they're going to be protected, you know, they feel like maybe the protocols they feel comfortable with, don't you think, I mean, Nick, do you think there's something to that with if guys... Maybe it's the community they live in, or maybe it's the organization they play for, if they trust that it's going to be a little safer.
I mean, you got to think too, man. You got to think what kind of year you're going to have. You know, Tom Brady just left you, and I'm not saying this is the reason. I'm thinking of it as based off of health. But if you look at it, though, I see what you're saying, where it's you win a lot in an organization, but you don't have a lot of fun. You know, hence why, you know, Gronk maybe got out, right? And then, mm-hmm. you know, is reunited with Tom Brady. And then I think when you see some of your leaders leave, you know, it kind of makes you question things too. But I think that might have factored in a small amount. But I know those guys just love playing football, and you know what you're going to get in New England. You're going to win. You're going to be well coached. You're going to be very disciplined. And, you know, you're going to be contender for a playoff spot. And I think it might be random, or it could be it could be similar. It might have the same thing. Matt might not want to suffer through this year. But who knows? I mean, you know, that's every individual player's decision.
And you I'm kind of curious, like, is a mindset of a player like Dante Hightower, is like, do I grind through this year or do I rest, get myself completely right, and kind of extend my career on the back end? I mean, yeah, is it worth going through a grind on a what's this is going to be a shortened season because you're not playing any preseason games. You haven't had any OTAs. So, I mean, that's already shortened and gone. And so you worry about your health. You worry about the situation that you're going to be in with COVID. And so it's like you're going to get paid if you opt out, $150,000, Nate mentioned. And then if you have a condition that's already existing, you might be able to get $350,000. But that's money that you, okay, that's security for the next year.
And he knows he's going to get mm-hmm. to play again as soon as he wants to come back. Like you said, Nick, if you were in a situation as you were a player, like this, my career could be over if I opt out right now, that's a different choice, right?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the calculated business decision you have to make is, you know, where do I stand? Do I have enough confidence that I played well enough, I put enough on film where, you know, if I take a year off, and I think with training methods and nutrition, that taking a year off is super beneficial, whereas opposed to in the past, it was like, oh, they're going to get rusty. No, teams don't care about that anymore. If you're fresh, yeah, absolutely. Jake, I like what you said. You take 1 year off, you might add 2 or 3 years to your career, to the back end. You know, you might use this time to get smarter, right? You might, and I feel like I got a lot smarter when I started watching football on TV and really just watching it. You know, and, you know, calculating everything that goes into it. So, yeah, it could be a good business decision.
I mean,
because everyone's playing at 80%.
Yeah, I could totally understand a guy like that who's been on teams that have been Super Bowl contenders every year. And you sit down and you look at it and you say, well, like you said, we lost Tom Brady. We lost Gronk. I just had a kid. Uh-huh. You know, I'm a dad for the first time. So this season's going to be weird anyway. We don't even know if there's going to be fans in the stands or if they're going to be able to complete the season. Why not rest my body up, enjoy that baby, and try to be safe mm-hmm. and get to the other side of this healthy and then enjoy the rest of my career? I mean, that calculus all makes a lot of sense. You know, you can understand why a guy would decide that. If he's in a position where he knows he's got the money and he can get a job back when he wants it.
And if you look at, and I don't think it's, you look at the Patriots organization, and I don't think, I'm looking at it now, and those guys are always making deep runs in playoffs. I mean, if you look at it, if you've spent 5-6 years on the Patriots and you're making a deep run, I mean, that's an extra season.
Yeah.
You've been there for 4 or 5 years. You know, you've got an extra. And playoff games are, man, they are intense. They're super intense. And if you've been through three extra a season for five, you know, four seasons, that's 12, 15 games, right? So you're adding on another season and you're playing later into the year, so shorter recovery time. So I think why if you're a Patriots guy, it's like, okay, I need to rest. I need to take this time and rest.
So yeah, it's
I would point out in Boston right now they're testing at a 2% positivity rate. We're over 6%, almost up to 7% in the KC metro area right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you know, there is still concern here for the players. They got to be. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for the players in our area to try to stay COVID free. You know, in this whole situation. Wow.
It is. I know. When you look at what happened with the Marlins, too, and they had to cancel their match last night, too. So, like I said, it's going to be interesting once you see, once someone gets it, you know, how quickly it can spread through. And I think that's the nature of this. You know, some people are treating it seriously. Some people are not. You know, I have friends on both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know that's another topic. But, man, this is, yeah, it'll be a bizarre year, man. I the bubble thing, too, that'd be nuts. That would be tough to be away from your family, but, you know, that's the sacrifice you make to make some good money. You know, it is. You know, you just got to make a decision. And, you know, do you want that risk or do you not want that risk? What's it worth?
To your point, Nick, Dante Hightower has played in 16 playoff games in his career. Wow. So
it's a full extra season.
Yep.
Yeah,
a full extra season. So, yeah, so why not? Why not, you know, grab a year when you can? And then, like I said, teams have shown that, like Gronk, you're good enough. You can take a year off and come back.
Nick Leckie is our guest. All right, Nick, before we let you go, I've got to talk a little food with you. But yes. This is topical. It's sports-related. It has to do with the NBA bubble. We talked yesterday about the story about Lou Williams, the Clippers. He went to a funeral, and then when he was in Atlanta for the funeral, he stopped at Magic City, the famed downtown Atlanta Gentlemen's Club. It came out because rapper Jack Harlow posted a picture on social media, and then people saw, look, Lou Williams is at Magic City. Then Jack Harlow said, oh, no, that was a picture from a long time ago. I just posted because I miss my friend Lou Williams. But then they realized that in the picture, Lou Williams had a mask that was given out in the NBA bubble, so clearly the picture was recent. Right. And so then Lou Williams said, look here. I was just going to Magic City for some delicious food. And we find out that he grew up in Atlanta, played for Atlanta, and so Magic City on their menu does feature the Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue Wings. That changes the story. It's his own. I mean, the name wings are named after him. And so that's maybe amazing. He really did go for those delicious wings. First of all, and I'll ask, I believe, Jake and Nick are the bigger wing eaters than Nate. But Nate, if you'd like to comment, please do.
Chicken wings are actually favorite bar food. So I'm
on
a
your
huge
power
fan.
Rankings. Then
yes.
Well, how do you feel about lemon pepper wings? Where do those rank for you?
High. I mean,
very high.
First of all, Rick Ross rapped about them. You know, yep. Lemon pepper.
Right.
Yep. Right. So that gives it status. Mm-hmm. And then I mean, any restaurant, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop. You know, lemon pepper is always legit, and it gives you a little bit of a break because it's usually a dry wing, so your hands don't get as messy. Not mm-hmm. that that's a concern, but it's a good little juxtaposition from your standard buffalo sauce.
It's a palate cleanser.
Yeah, it is.
The dry wing is a nice change of pace sometimes. You're right about that.
If you were in a bubble, if you were supposed to stay in a bubble, what flavor wings would you risk it all for? To leave the bubble, and Lou Williams risked everything for the delicious Lou Will lemon pepper barbecue wings from Magic City.
So it's something that I've always wanted in my life, you know, like kind of like a bucket list item, and it's to have a menu item named after me, you know. And I feel like if I had a lemon or if I had a menu item named after me, then I'd risk it. I'd risk it for that because I'd like to maintain my status. Because if they change the menu. And they go, well, Lou ain't been in here for a while. He's not about this life, so let's take him off the menu. You know, that's a big concern of mine. So I'd be like, okay, well, I got to come here because, you know, I want my name on the menu forever.
What flavor of wing would you slap your name on?
Oh, man. God, see, he's got lemon pepper barbecue. I have to be something funky.
That's delicious.
I like what taco salads are. You just kind of make your own, and then they name it after you.
Yeah.
Right? Something funky. Yeah. So, I don't know, it'd have to be like the combo. It'd have to be like crispy and then dip on the side with like a bucket of jalapeno ranch from Johnny's or something like that.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I learned this from Mr. Leckie himself, that, and it's slowly becoming my favorite, is Yeti style at Talk of the Town.
What's Yeti style mean?
Well, after they finish the wing, they throw them on the grill and they blacken them on the grill. Yeah. After taking them out of the fryer and after hot saucing them up, they throw them on there. I remember...
I got that at Tanner's.
Yeah, Lilja and Lucky opened my eyes to Yeti style at Talk of the Town a couple years ago, but it is, if you ever had Yeti style, you got to do Yeti style. You got to do this. And I tried it, and yes,
dude,
you got to do it.
I got to have you, whenever this pandemic's over, I got to have you guys over. Because of the pandemic, I have started perfecting my grilled wings, and I double dip them and put them back on the grill. I grill them, you know, toss them around in the wing sauce, and then put them back on the grill to kind of do that same thing at home. Oh my gosh, it tastes so good.
I like that.
I prefer buffalo style wings the best. Like that, I just love.
Yeah.
If the peanut was a gentleman's club, I would go there just to get the wings. You know, like I would do that. But I would say,
absolutely.
I'm a big.
Let's all take a moment and think about if the peanut was a gentleman's club.
Well, you know what? I think you got to cut the guy slack if his own name is on the wing.
Hey,
then you
that's
probably,
what I'm saying.
You probably got a deal. You probably got a deal where, like, you get all
exactly
if your name's on the wing, then you get probably all the wings you want.
And when this story came out, nobody told me they were his wings.
No,
totally changed my opinion of this.
And me too.
Because,
look, he's got a deal, and I'm sure he's like, hey, I need a couple dozen wings. I'm going to stop on by and come through. They're my wings.
I need my
wings.
My reaction at the time was, how much do you have to love a strip joint to go there during a pandemic? But now it's like, no, it's how much you love those chicken wings during a pandemic.
First,
and I can identify with that to a certain extent.
My first thought was, like, he's not there for the wings. He's there for the legs and thighs.
Unbelievable. I mean, look, don't you guys think that I would leave my bubble if I could grip my hands on the St. John sausage down at Jamaica's Market and Deli at 1611 Swift Street?
That was
That's exactly
time.
Right,
that was
baby.
Time.
Hey, I've thought about going down there to get my hands on your sausage.
Trying to get your hands on that for about 15 years now, buddy. I know.
Hey, you don't have to admit it. You don't have to admit it, whatever. But have you ever had a meal in a gentleman's establishment? Yes or no?
Oh, 100%.
Well, yes.
Okay. Like a full meal.
What are you talking about?
Do you remember who you're talking to here, Nick? You're on the border.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No, I haven't. I don't know what am I talking about now.
Prime rib special, man.
Diamond Joe's had a delicious menu. Very good. Absolutely. Sure.
Man.
I'm going to buffets.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And now the question turns to you, Nick. Have you?
Oh, yeah. I have. I've had a dinner, and then I've had the fourth meal there for sure.
Didn't you?
Sure.
Didn't you hear the story yesterday about when it was a long time ago? Lebo and I were on
call?
A trip to. We went to Denver to with a group from the radio station to go see the Chiefs just get destroyed by the Broncos. But it was the weekend of the Floyd Mayweather Ricky Hatton fight, and we looked everywhere in Denver for a place watching the fight. And a gentleman's club was showing it, and like for $40, you get to see the fight, but also a prime rib buffet dinner.
No,
Nick. And it was delicious.
That's awesome.
It was very good. So yes,
that would be awesome.
Oh my goodness,
that sounds glorious. I'm so hungry right now too.
What are you gonna have?
What's
your next meal?
Not the death nectar wings. Not the death nectar wings. Never again. Never again. That was too hot. That was eating like the sun.
Don't do that.
Before we let you go, have we finalized our bet for this weekend, right, Nick?
Oh, is that this weekend already? Sorry, I'm thinking about Champions League next year, Nate. Sorry, I forgot about that.
A-hole you are.
I don't know what that means, but that's hilarious. Jake.
Jake,
was that a sick burn?
Oh yeah.
Tell me.
I'm standing for that one.
Hey, tell me how hard.
I like it a lot.
How hard should I laugh at that?
That was a sick burn.
Pretty hard.
It really was.
It was like, hey, son, sit down over there.
You dumbass. You got you. Got him.
I set myself up for that.
There's men over here talking, little boy. Sit down.
Come on, Jake, play it. Got him.
Boy, Jake's real cocky again as a Manchester United fan. All of a sudden, his team's relevant again for the first time. And how
I don't know what that means either. You're so aggressive in saying it. I know it makes him feel bad. So, ha ha. To that. Yeah. I feel like Anchorman. We are laughing.
We are having a good time.
Right. And you guys, all I know is I feel like you guys are insulting each other, and I'm here for
You're
it.
Going down this weekend, Lecky.
Say something insulting to Nick about his soccer team.
Crap club, no history. How about that?
Wow.
There you go. No history in your club. Crap club, no history.
What do you think of that?
Crap. I don't know what that means. No history?
You said it's a crap club with no history.
When's that time Arsenal won the Champions League?
When's the last time that Chelsea ever went undefeated in a season?
Oh, great. Invincible. No one cares about the Premier League, Nate. It's all about Chelsea.
Hey, can we all get along and talk about Pulisic just destroying Liverpool, that run he made?
God, I love him so much. I love him so much.
Pulisic, man. He's going to bring footy to America.
Sorry, Steve. Soccer talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the history of
that soccer talk.
What about the history of the old Chelsea?
Is a tangled web, my friend.
Yeah. Steve St. John Sr. on line 4. Nick Lecky, you're a joy to talk to. I hope you go have a great breakfast.
Every week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Right. I really enjoy this time to really dive into some serious topics.
See if you enjoy some late night texts like you got this weekend.
Oh boy!
Oh, I like that. I keep those up.
You up? That's right. You know, we connect.
We're just
connect
doing things.
Text. That's right. That is Nick Lecky just doing things on Sports Radio 810 WHB.